Welcome to Straight Talk on Health. I'm your host, Dr. Chet Zelasco. Straight Talk on Health is a joint production with WGVU in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I examine the world of health, nutrition, exercise, diet, supplementation. If there's something new or even not so new, I look at the science behind them and then let you know whether it's real or not. You can check out other things that I do on my website, drchet.com, and please sign up for my free emails. Nutrition experts are revered until they say something that simply doesn't make any sense. Now, that's a personal opinion I have, but it doesn't matter how many years of experience that they have. It doesn't matter how many national awards for writing and research, or you name it, that they have attained over the years. When they say something that just doesn't sit well, well, that's when they have to be called out. In this case, it is an article written in a national online newspaper in their Consumer Reports section. The article has to do with six misleading food label terms and what they really mean. That was the title of the piece. Now, for those of you who've listened to me on a regular basis over the years, this is something I've talked about: food facts labels and claims made on supplement packages. But I don't often talk about actual food labels. Something that's written on a nutrition facts label on food has to be factual and accurate. However, something that's written on the front of the product itself, especially where a consumer can see it, doesn't have that same type of restriction. It has to be truthful, but it doesn't necessarily have to mean anything in the real world. That is different from dietary supplement labels, where claims are strictly regulated by the Federal Trade Commission. Well, let's talk about the pluses from the actual article itself. The first happens to be one of my pet peeves. Putting no cholesterol on the label is oftentimes misleading. Why, you might ask? Because cholesterol can only be found in animal products. If there is any other type of plant-based fat or oil in the product, it may be loaded with fat, but there will be absolutely no cholesterol in it. Probably the best example of this would be to buy a canister of olive oil or even the cheapest vegetable oil you can find. It can be 100% fat, which it never says on the front of the label, and you have absolutely no cholesterol in it at all. That's why you need to know the source of where the oil comes from. If it says beef tallow, well, then that means it's going to be taken from beef fat, and that will have some cholesterol in it. So that one, pretty easy. The next one says lightly sweet. To be blunt, I don't really know what that means because I've never seen it on a food label. It may be that I don't buy those kinds of food, so that's something I wouldn't see. But sugar is sugar, and you have to go to the Food and Drug Administration rules to find out the rules for food labels. In order to be considered sugar-free, a product must contain less than a half a gram of sugar. That means it can have no more than 2 calories from sugar per serving. To be considered reduced sugar, it must contain at least 25% less sugar than a comparable product. And if it has a claim no added sugar, then it simply means it has no added sugar. Where that may come into play is in a juice product of some sort. If it's 100% squeezed apple juice, then you can say on the label, no added sugar, but it can still be full of all the natural sugars that are found in the product itself. Clear as mud, right? Really, it just takes some getting used to. The next category would be calling your product keto or keto-friendly. And this is where our expert, in this case, Dr. Marion Nestle, a legend in the nutrition field, mixes things up a little bit. The ketogenic foods do not have any or have very few carbs or added sugars, but that doesn't necessarily make them healthy, as the article implies. Well, I'm of the opinion that the ketogenic diet is not necessarily healthy for everyone. They may help someone feel better when following it, and I think it is appropriate at various times in a person's life, but I don't think it's a way you can eat for the rest of your life. You have to find a way to eat your veggies and fruit as well. Well, that's my nutritional opinion, because I don't think that the ketogenic diet is necessarily healthy. And that's where I think Dr. Nessel went off the rails a little bit. No carbs doesn't mean healthy. The next one, gluten-free. And I'm seeing that one a lot. Unless you're a celiac, this one doesn't make much sense for everyone. Yes, it's true there are some people who appear to be sensitive to gluten, which, by the way, is a protein generally found in grains, especially wheat. But the only people who absolutely cannot have gluten are people with celiac disease that has been confirmed by genetic testing. Again, as I said, a lot of people may feel better when there are ingredients that do not have gluten in them, but that doesn't necessarily imply that it's healthy. The second to last one was uncured meats, and the benefit of that one may be that it doesn't contain nitrates. That may be better if it's in a food that's going to be fried and may contribute to some form of intestinal cancers. It's debatable whether this is meaningful in the real world or not when you actually dig into the actual data. But here's the one that I've been saving to talk about. In the article, it refers to made with real vegetables or fruit being on the label. Dr. Nessel says that the nutrition facts are an order of weight. That's absolutely true. She goes on to say that there are only a few that really count, and if the ingredient is below the first five listed, there's probably not much of it in the product. But they use an example of Welch's fruit snacks. Now, those happen to be one of Riley's, my grandson's, favorite snacks, so that one really piqued my interest. When you look at the front of the box, it clearly says, contains real fruit. But according to the article, the second and third in line on the ingredients list are corn syrup and sugar. Also correct. But the statement that's next is what I really question, and that's that sugar, having been added, negates any real benefit from the fruit. I don't buy it. Look, there are different portion sizes that are given online. When you break it down in the serving size that I examined, it says that there are 14 grams of carbohydrates per serving. If you go down the list, you see that added sugars makes up only 6 of those grams. Doing the math as 14 minus 6, there are 8 grams of carbs left. That means that 8 grams comes from the fruit purees. The natural sugars would be included with that total carbohydrate level. So some of that is the natural fruit sugar. But a lot of that is going to be the carbohydrates that come from the fruit itself. That also means, because they are purees, all of the phytonutrients that we would expect to see in that fruit are going to be in there. In my opinion, the sugar doesn't negate any real benefits from that fruit. You got to remember that sugar is pure energy. It burns completely. Fat does not, proteins do not, but sugars do. Aside from making sure that kids brush their teeth after they're done eating those kinds of snacks, if the portion size is reasonable, this is not deceptive and it's not unhealthy in any way. Yeah, we would all like children to eat fruit. I like Riley to eat fruit. But you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. In this case, in the grocery section, in the middle of a supermarket that is full of nutritional landmines and misleading labels, I don't think the analysis of what the authors wrote equals rendering those fruit snacks a useless product for kids to use, or adults for that matter. Today's lesson, remember that what food labels and nutrition experts say may be absolutely true, but relatively meaningless. And that's it for this edition of Straight Talk on Health. Until next time, this is Dr. Chet Zelasko saying, health is a choice, people. Choose wisely today and every day.